Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am privileged to once again be joined by Rabbi Avram Jurevel, Director of Ingredients at the Orthodox Union, and also, from what I understand, Rabbi Jurevel, we discussed last time that you're in charge of approvals at the OU for new companies, but I learned that you have another distinction, and that is that you are the formal chief rabbi of Idaho Falls, Idaho. That's a city in the state of Idaho. Second largest city of Idaho, and you are the chief rabbi. Now, how did you get that title?
I've been going to Idaho for many, many years, and I met some Jewish people while I was there. And every time I went, I made it my business to call them and have some type of get-together with them to let them know New York didn't forget you. We still believe that you're Jewish. And so one time I decided, this is fun. I'm going to ask the mayor if she can appoint me as chief rabbi. So I went into City Hall. I asked, may I speak to the mayor? Yeah, go down the hall right there. It's a very formal place. And I asked, I told her what I do. I said, I'm there a few times a year, and we actually put into the newspaper that I'm coming with my phone number, my motel. And she said, well, how can I appoint you chief rabbi? Doesn't your church have to do that? And I said, that's a very good question, but you're not acquainted with the Jewish religion. The mayor has the right to appoint the chief rabbi. And a few weeks later, I got a certificate from the city, gold embossed, honorary chief rabbi, no expiration date. The mayor is no longer mayor, but I am still chief rabbi.
Interesting. Now, you were going to Idaho for kashrus purposes?
I was going for kashrus purposes, for potatoes.
For potatoes?
Mostly.
Now, why would potatoes need supervision of any kind?
Okay, well, the what I started going for was instant mashed potatoes. Instant mashed potatoes are a cooked product. And it's not just a plain cooked product. There's a whole chokhmah to how to make it and what to use. If you don't use the right additives, the instant mashed potato will not come off the drum and you won't get
a
decent product. So they're using a little dextrose because they want to give it some color sometimes. They're using mono and diglycerides to make a release
agent.
They're using distilled monoglycerides. Some of them are using a little citric acid. So when it comes to Pesach, we have to make sure that we have the right manos and the right citric acid.
So as far as kashrus is concerned, the instant mashed potatoes need certification all year round?
Yes, because of these additives.
These additives
need certification all year round, but especially when it comes to Pesach.
And what could be chametz stick? Is it the citric acid?
Citric acid.
Is chametz derived?
There were times when citric acid was chametz derived. Today, I don't know of any made from wheat. There are some made from corn. There are some made from tapioca. There's some made from sugar. However, even some of the ones made from corn are not as glatt as you think, because when you make citric acid, you're adding a culture to the glucose. And that culture has to be propagated before you can add it to the citric acid. And I was in China, and I saw this. I asked them which culture they use, and they said, we don't use culture. Old Chinese secret, we only use enzyme. I said, yeah, you use the enzyme to convert the starch into sugar. Where's the culture? No culture, Chinese secret. So after an hour, I picked up my hat, and I said, goodbye. They said, where are you going? I said, I'm leaving. They said, we need kosher certificate. They said, I need culture. And they took me to the next room, and they were growing it on wheat kernels.
Wow.
Is that going to make the citric acid chametz stick or not? It's a shreya shaila, and it's not the kind of citric acid that we certify for Pesach. And as far as mono and diglycerides, those can be trafed very easily. They could come from animal. Even if they come from vegetable, they can easily be coming from kidneys.
So bottom line is that instant mashed potatoes need reliable kosher supervision year round and for Pesach. And that's what you were going to
that's
Idaho for.
That's what I was
for.
Going to Idaho for. Sometimes for Pesach and sometimes for year round.
Year round.
Yes. While I was there, we got an application for a place that was packaging potatoes in 5-pound bags or 50-pound bags. And the OU will not give a hechsher unless someone goes to see the plant. So I went to see it.
Now, just for a second, this company, all they do is package raw potatoes.
Raw potatoes, nothing else.
And they submitted a request for kosher supervision.
They want the OU on the bag.
Uh-huh.
If you actually go into the produce store, you may find some of these bags with an OU on it. Town and Country Potatoes have an OU on the
bag. Interesting. Now, before you continue your story, just to clarify for our viewers, raw potatoes do not generally need hashkacha, right? Do they?
No, they generally do not. However, while I was there, I said this is an opportunity to go see the complete process. Uh-huh. They are adding a chemical before they package the potato. They do wash it. They don't wash it perfectly. We still have to wash it when we get it. Mm-hmm. But once they wash it, it's going to start the process where the eyes may start growing and mm-hmm. it may start rotting. Uh-huh. So they add a chemical to the wash water to make sure that there's no sprouting.
So it kind of coats the outside of the potatoes with a protective layer of whatever it was.
And okay. I actually saw it and I looked and Baruch Hashem, it's not even a shiloh for Pesach. But if they would never have asked, I would never have known. What could be wrong with a potato?
Well, right. But why? I'm just curious, why would it be a concern anyway if most regular people peel their potatoes?
No, there are people and there are restaurants that will bake a potato with the shell.
With the peel on it.
And then there's dirty potatoes that people buy today. They want dirty mashed potatoes
right,
with
like
pieces
that.
Of the peel.
Sure. Right. Curious as well, now that I'm speaking to the chief rabbi of Idaho Falls, what is special about an Idaho potato as opposed to other potatoes? Is it the quality of the potato?
There's many different types of potatoes. Depending on what use you want to use it for, that's when you'll decide which type of potato you want. A Long Island potato and an Idaho potato they'll start turning black when you peel it at different rates. Mm-hmm. They'll oxidize at different rates. They have different amounts of starch in them. And all these have, sometimes you want a starchy potato, sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. And if they're making potato chips, the less starch, the better.
Mm-hmm. And for a good potato cooker, what's the best potato?
My wife's opinion is Idaho.
Idaho, okay. And within the Idaho potatoes, are they all equal?
No.
There's
Idaho potatoes, but within that there's russet, Burbank. There's a few different types, but they're very similar.
And without getting into too much of the nitty gritty, what are the practical differences? Is it the starch level?
Probably.
Starch level.
And there's also a lot of times when they're processing, they have to check the sugar level also. Too much sugar in there will cause it to turn brown when they're drying it.
Mm-hmm. And they're able to manipulate that when they grow the potatoes to have the exact level that they desire.
They check each load that comes in. The farmer
really?
Has to meet
they
those specs.
And
there's one plant over there that I was going to that gets in 3.5 million pounds of potatoes a day.
Wow. So that's quite a level of production.
Yeah.
And it's being distributed all over the world, right?
Yes.
Idaho, when you buy an Idaho potato, it originated in the state of Idaho in the United States. Is that by law?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's an honor to speak to you. It's a unique part of what you've done. Any final comment on this topic of potatoes?
The only other comment that you have on there is people don't realize that potato flour is not like wheat flour and it's not like soy flour. Potato flour is a fully cooked potato that was dried, and the mesh is so small it looks like flour. But it's a fully cooked potato. It's not like flour, which is not cooked at all.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You're speaking about potato flour. How is potato flour different than potato starch?
Potato starch comes off of the potato itself. And when you're in the starch business, you'll buy potatoes and grind them, and just for the starch. By the garbage ones, of course, not the good ones.
You're extracting the starch.
What they're doing is they're washing it with water. The water's picking up the starch, and then they're evaporating the water off of it to be left with starch, then drying it.
And then you're left just with the starch of the potato.
Just the starch, yes.
Whereas the potato flour is the actual potato.
Yes.
That's been ground into a fine flour.
After it was cooked.
Very interesting. Rabbi Gervil, it's been an honor to speak to you. Thank you so much for being here.